Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. While in Athens, Paul had a debate with some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers. When he told them about Jesus and the resurrection, they said, "What's this babbler trying to say with these strange ideas he's picked up?" Others said, "He seems to be preaching about some foreign gods." Then they took him to the high council of the city. "Come and tell us about this new teaching," they said. "You are saying some rather strange things, and we want to know what it's all about." It should be explained that all the Athenians, as well as the foreigners in Athens, seemed to spend all their time discussing the latest ideas. That's from Acts 17, 18 through 21. Principle: beware of those who merely want to debate. Some people have a love of knowledge, but not a love of the truth. This might be like contrasting a womanizer with a faithful married man. Both like women in general, but the latter is willing to forsake all others for the sake of one special woman. When I found my wife, I stopped looking elsewhere. Likewise, when I found Jesus, my quest for truth was resolved in him. This is not to say that I have no more to learn, but now I know the source of all truth, the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." John 14, 6. Beware of debating with people who merely love to debate, but who are not committed to forsaking everything to follow the truth. They are a waste of time and energy. I close with Paul's words to the church in Thessalonica. He, the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, will use every kind of evil deception to fool those on their way to destruction because they refuse to love and accept the truth that would save them. 2 Thessalonians 2:10.